like sturdy maple trees in Vermont or the sugary fried beignets of Louisiana, states have their own icons. Nevada has neon. Advocates for the noble gas have secured its spot in the history books by making neon the state's official element this legislative session. Governor Steve Sisolak signed the bill into law Tuesday. The bill's proponents are not who you might think, and KUNR's Holly Hutchings has been following them for months.
The energy in the 5th and 6th grade classroom of the small Carson Montessori school is pretty typical, but their current civics lesson is not. They've been hard at work all school year turning this bill into a full-blown law. Before the legislative session even began in January, I joined these little lobbyists as their journey kicked off. The kids unwrapped their lunches and had a casual chat with Democratic Assemblywoman Sarah Peters, the sponsor of their bill, and also a scientist.
Hand up over here. Someone else have a comment on, I think it was you.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's a little electrodes that makes it glow.
Oh, nice. Yep. Electron stimulation. It's very exciting. Yes.
And also the true neon color.
Peters is a freshman legislator who immediately jumped at the chance to work with this class.
It's funny because some people have criticized this as being a little frivolous.
But she says pushing this bill brings kids into the process, instilling in them the belief that they can evoke change.
To buy into the system, to feel invested in the system. This is something that they can carry on for the rest of their lives.
Through the winter, they took to the halls of the Nevada legislature, knocking virtually every door. Nearly 40 fifth and sixth graders, clad in their Sunday best of suits, ties, and dresses, were on a mission to gain support for a bill that's all theirs.
Right now we have 3/4 of the assemblymen and women.
And now we're working on the Senate.
They've popped into offices and penciled in appointments to sell their idea to lawmakers, including Senator Pete Goicoechea.
Because I think he's going to be in support because, like, he has a cutout of Wendover Will.
Wendover Will is a 60-foot-tall neon cowboy that greets visitors to the small town of Wendover off I-80 near the Utah border, like the brother of Vegas Vic. Suddenly, Senate Majority Leader Nicole Cannizzaro crosses their path. With or without their teacher, the kids pounce on this opportunity to go right into their elevator pitch.
Actually, this is a bipartisan bill. It's not a Republican or Democrat thing. It's a Nevada thing.
That's awesome. So it sounds like it truly is, from what you're telling me, a really big Nevada element. Element?
Yes.
Element.
Yes.
All right. Well, keep up the good work. Can I have one of those packets so I can learn a little more? That sounds great. So we're over here in the Senate.
Fifth grader Sadie Brown has stepped up as a leader amongst her peers in the fight for AB 182.
It just died out in other states and places, but it's like Nevada didn't get what was happening, so we just kept it. When you see the neon signs, you know you're in Nevada. If this doesn't pass, or if we didn't even come up with the idea to make this a law, it could just go away forever.
This bill would make the element, as in the periodic table of elements, an official symbol of Nevada. The wording is simple. No frills, no money. Just one line to put the gas in the books. Yet you may be thinking that Nevada is the silver state. But actually, silver is already locked in as the state's metal. They wanted to pass this particular bill after getting lessons on the cultural and historical importance of the vibrant element and the signs synonymous with it from their teacher, Will Durham. He's a passionate advocate and leader of the Nevada Neon Project, a partner on the bill.
There is an electricity, you know, it's like a, you know, neon creates that buzz no matter what it is.
For him, all Nevada neon tells an important story, and he doesn't cherry pick based on monetary value.
It does mean something to most Nevadans. It is a unifier in certain ways, and so I feel like the overall project of preserving and interpreting neon is stronger today. You know, not just for our project, but for the Neon Museum in Las Vegas and Western Folklife Center, you know, having the neon up there. You know, when they hear about this bill, they're like, oh yeah, you know, that's, you know, they were maybe ahead of the curve and seeing that this stuff really does matter and it isn't just an outdated advertising medium.
The bill is not going to solidify preservation of the state's neon, but it clarifies the importance of this unique, purely Nevada history. In March, on the first spring-like day Carson City had seen in weeks, hopes were high as the bill moved on to the assembly floor after sailing through committee unanimously.
40 ayes, 0 nays, 2 absent excused, there being a constitutional majority, I declare pass over transmitted.
It was unanimous here, too, and later in the Senate. Which brings us to Governor Steve Sisolak's desk, where he signed the bill yesterday.
It's official. Neon is the state element of the state of Nevada. You should all be really proud of what you did. Not everybody gets to say they made a state law, and you guys did it today. Thank you. I'm proud of you.
The law goes into effect July 1st. Holly Hutchings, KUNR News.